And once again, welcome to the Power Hour. My name is Dave Krieger, your host. And hey, guess what? Happy All Saints Day to those of you out there paying attention. It's November 1st. That's right. It's a Monday, November 1, 2021. For those of you who like to do other narrative celebrations for this date, it's also the Day of the Dead. For those of you Hispanic folk out there that like to celebrate that, and, you know, I think it's contagious because a lot of people are celebrating that. Hope you had a happy Halloween, and I hope you were able to go out and trick-or-treat no matter how you were dressed. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, I'll leave it up to the imagination to try to figure that one out. There were a lot of holiday celebrations going on over the weekend since Halloween was on a Sunday. Everybody decided to take advantage of the Friday and Saturday night parties, and that's a good thing, at least because, one, people are getting out. Two, they're socializing. Three, they're not social distancing. Four, they're actually living their lives and acting like human beings, which we need to do a lot more of that if we're just going to say no to what's going on. There are a lot of things happening. I could use the word plethora or myriad, any of these cultured words, like the late L. Rushbowl. I can imitate him, too. He's a lot of fun. I knew him back in KMBZ in Kansas City. He's going by a different air name. Our number, 844-769-2944. Now, that number's important. Why? Because whatever it is that's going on inside your head right now, you have the opportunity to get online with me right now, live, and talk about it. That's the neat thing about this program. The Power Hour allows you, because you have a voice. And over the last 20 or so months, the other side has done its damnedest to make sure that you don't have one. They don't want you to have a voice. They don't want you to speak up. You see what happens when you speak up? They throw you to the ground. See, that's the other funny thing about it. They throw you to the ground and arrest you and haul you to jail. It's amazing how that works. They haul you into jail. They did this with Scott Smith in Virginia, in Loudoun County, when he protested the cover-up of his daughter's sexual assault. See, it's a real problem when you have people that don't want to listen, and they've got their own narrative and agenda. And their agenda basically is the kind of agenda that says, hey, you know what? We're going to teach your kids CRT, critical race theory. We're going to make your white child feel like they're 2 inches tall. That's a real problem in my book, because we all have heritage. We all came from somewhere. And to turn around and deny that you have a history and that you're some sort of bad person, I mean, that's not right. That wasn't that way when we all were growing up in school, and I'm assuming that a lot of parents, as well as homeschool kids, by the way, we welcome you to the show. November 1, you're back in school again. Halloween's over. Time to learn. And so the beauty of all of this is that everybody's on a learning curve right now, and the more truth you learn, the more you realize how important it is that you have a voice. 844-769-2944. You got the whole rest of this hour to call me up and talk about whatever's on your mind. In the meantime, whether you missed it or not over the weekend, believe it or not, there are lawsuits a-flying. That's right. According to Epic Times, 19 states have filed lawsuits against the Biden administration in federal court, multiple lawsuits over the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for federal workers and contractors. Texas sued individually in federal court in Galveston. Another lawsuit filed in federal district court in Missouri involves Alaska, Arkansas, Iowa, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming. Yet another lawsuit filed in federal district court in Georgia involves that state, along with Alabama, Idaho, Kansas, South Carolina, Utah, and West Virginia. The lawsuits came a day after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced that he sued the administration over the same vaccine mandate, As of late Friday, the total number of states suing the Biden administration over that mandate is 19. President Joe Biden, on September 9th, issued a far-reaching executive order that requires almost all federal employees to get a COVID-19 vaccine jab. It's not even a vaccine, folks. If you've been doing your studying and your research, be good little students, you've been studying. If you've been doing this, you come to realize that, hey, wait a minute, there are some frontline doctors out there that are telling us what's really going on. Dr. Peter McCullough, I watched an hour and a half long video over the weekend. He was making a presentation to the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, and he basically alluded to the fact that something nefarious was going on behind the scenes. But he didn't come right out like David Martin and Kerry Mahde and others to say that this is a mass eugenics program. So we're hearing what mainstream media is saying, that, hey, it's okay to get the jab. And now that's the jot. That's a shot and a jab combined, right? So you can go get the jab, and you can take it in either arm, or you can take it one inch below either arm, or you can make it mix and match. But wait, there's more. This is really crazy what the mainstream media is promoting. And of course, we listen to it, because if you don't know what the other side is espousing, and the fact that they don't have data to back up what they're saying, how then can you make an assertion to formulate an argument? We all need to have that kind of knowledge, don't we? If we don't have the knowledge and we don't have the data, we're not very good debaters. That's right. Can't do it unless you got the data. And see, here's clue number one, is do you have the data? Does anybody coming against you? Because this is one of the ways that you actually can stop this noise when people come at you with these arguments. And then they end up saying, well, if you don't know by now, and turn around and stomp off. Well, the problem is, what don't we know by now? That's the thing. That's their argument. See, they don't have an argument. The other side that is arguing in favor of the alleged vaccine, if that's what you want to call it, that's what they call it. They call it the vaccine because they've been drinking the Kool-Aid coming out of mainstream TV, because all those news reporters have been told by the CIA and other people, you know, that if you don't do this, you're either a domestic terrorist or you're a conspiracy theorist or any other number of people. They have labels for all of us now. See, this is a real problem. They got labels. They want to make you feel less than human. Oh, wait a minute. We're all human? Huh. Wow, had me going there for a minute. 844-769-2944, the number to call. Just know that you have all these governors that are looking at the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, and they're educated, they know, and the Constitution says that whatever rights are unenumerated by the federal government belong to the states. Those rights are states' rights. And you see, that's part of why the last Civil War happened in U.S. history. It wasn't all because of slavery. It was because of states' rights. We were being denied almost identically what's going on, except time has passed, of course. That was 1861. Now we're 150 plus some years after the fact. And so now we're looking at the same kind of stuff going down that caused a lot of people to become disgruntled. As a matter of fact, The Hill is now reporting that President Sleepy Joe, Hair Sniffer Joe, his job approval rating has fallen to 42%. Now that's NBC News. I'm seeing other Fox News polls said 37%. 54%, according to NBC News's poll, said they disapprove of Biden's performance as president. By comparison, 53% of respondents approved of Biden and 39% disapproved in April. Now here we are, November 1, and as of Halloween, well, they gave him a nice little spooky president. Hey, Prez, guess what? Nobody likes you anymore. That's why they're screaming, let's go Brandon, at football and baseball games. Because they don't want you in office anymore, and they don't like your vice president either. We call her Miss Gigglepuss. She likes to just laugh at every little thing. and make jokes of every little thing. I don't see how Xinjiang Li and all these other Chinese officials could take her the least bit seriously if the 25th Amendment was invoked and she became president. President Harris, God, what a joke. You got to love it. These people are, they're total idiots. And it's like I watched Miss Greenhouse Gas herself, AOC. Well, AOC, the only time I see greenhouse gas is when she opens her mouth and starts talking and telling everybody that we only have 10 years on this earth to live. And I'm like, okay, who made you God, AOC? You agree with that statement, Daniel, in New Jersey? Welcome to the Power Hour.
Hi, I'd actually like to comment on the sexual assault of the schoolgirl by reminding everyone how the law of God, given to us through Moses in the book of Leviticus, says that if a man takes a woman without her consent, the man should be put to death, so that God can immediately administer justice and so that these things will stop happening among us.
Amazing how that Old Testament, amazing how that works, right?
Well, if we would follow the
Old
Testament,
God,
so many
it's too
ways
bad we don't
that,
follow it anymore,
dietary
Daniel.
Laws would make a big difference.
It would. You know, I mean, over in the Middle East, if there are certain people that practice the fact that if you're caught stealing, they cut off your hands.
Yes. I don't think
amazing
that's in the
how
book
that
of
works.
Moses, though.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's a different culture,
okay.
But the fact of the matter is they do what they do.
Okay.
So what else is happening in your world this morning, Daniel?
Well, I was wondering on a totally new topic. I've heard people about using the material of ivermectin paste, 1.87%, if they come down with severe respiratory symptoms and high fevers, et cetera, since doctors won't prescribe it and pharmacies won't fill it. And I was wondering, not asking for medical advice, but in general, what are people saying that they do when they picked up a 0.21-ounce syringe of apple-flavored ivermectin paste for a 1,250-pound horse? Do they take like one pea-sized drop a day till the tube is gone, or just for one time or several days? Or any idea of what protocol people are using? And if you don't know, perhaps you can think to ask any of your guests if the topic would come up again.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I just, you know, we're back to the Joe Rogan thing again, because you remember watching Joe Rogan and they all, the networks, CNN accused him of using horse dewormer. Remember that?
I do. There's a picture of a horse in the box.
I think it's, I went into, and I can't, I'm going to be very open with you, Daniel. You know what Tractor Supply is, right?
Yes.
So I go into a Tractor Supply and I'm looking just out of curiosity to see what's going on. And Tractor Supply has this sign on the back window over the top of where this horse paste is. It says, "We do not sell ivermectin for human consumption." And I'm just like, I'm just like laughing, because it's like, okay, I'm just wondering exactly what these folks were thinking when they put this thing together. Because first off, anybody in their right mind is not going to take horse dewormer, because what is it meant for? Horses, right?
Yeah.
And so the thing is, Daniel, there is, and I'm publishing this on the website, on the powerhour.com website. I've sent it to our producer, Catherine, and it's called A Guide to Home-Based COVID Treatment, Step-by-Step Doctor's Plan That Could Save Your Life. And this comes from the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know that Peter McCullough, whose video I just talked about watching over the weekend, was one of the is a consulting editor for this particular home-based COVID treatment program. One of them goes into detail about what to take and what not to take, and talks all about, has medical resources. And I would encourage everyone to go to thepowerhour.com. And I don't care if you're live with me between 11 and 1 Central Time now, but go to thepowerhour.com and download the PDF of the COVID Patient Treatment Guide. because this is going to help you fight this nonsense without having to go to Tractor Supply and subject yourself to humiliation and ridicule because you're asking the clerk to open up the back medicine wall for horses so that you can get a syringe of horse dewormer. No, they actually have it in pill form. Those of us who are informed know that it comes in 6 milligram and 12 milligram doses, and it is available by prescription. So folks, you don't have to. You just got to know which doctor to call, and you got to know which pharmacy to go to get it filled. That's all you got to know. And it's available in all 50 states, and it's also available by delivery from certain websites. And I would suggest you download that COVID patient treatment guide, and then that should make a whole lot more sense than taking a squirt of horse dewormer that's apple flavored, meant for horses. Actually, friends of mine, Daniel, have taken it. The stuff's nasty.
No, I don't.
But anyway, I appreciate your call this morning, Daniel. Thanks so much for joining the Power Hour. Chad in North Carolina, how are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. I heard you're opening up the discussion with the talk about the Civil War. I don't know what form that might come today, but yeah, I did some studying on that just to see what the machinations were to get that started, and I came across an interesting book that Dr. Dennis Cuddy had written about in one of his articles, and funny, it's not published here in the U.S. You can ordered on Amazon, and it's called The Present Attempt to Dissolve the American Union, and it was published in 1862. And some East Indian publisher still sells it. And it talks about the it being a British aristocratic plot back then, where he said that they would essentially instigate you know, this friction between the North and the South using slavery is the issue, which they did, I believe, to get that started. And then that ended up with about 500,000 people being killed as a result.
Yeah, 600,000 to be exact. Yeah, Chad, tell me, you said it was Dennis Cuddy, C-U-D-D-Y. Is that how you spell his name?
Yes, sir. He writes for newswithviews.com still. His series on the origin of COVID-19 would be of special interest. He's been on in the past on the Power Hour. I don't know if he's still up for coming on air or not. It'd be great to hear him again.
He's got a lot of experience
with that.
All right. Well, we'll pass that along to see whether our producers can get a hold of him. They're very good. They've got a Rolodex like no other. They may be able to get a hold of him, and we can bring him on the show and ask him if history is indeed going to repeat itself. I mean, who would know better? I mean, we're all enslaved right now in some way, shape, or form, right?
Right. I'm horrified at what I'm witnessing because I just watched one of your previous guests, whose name it always escapes me. He wrote for Citizens for Free Speech.org that you had on a week or two ago. Can't think of his name. He used to write August Review, and he also started technocracy.news.
Right. Well, that would be Patrick Wood.
Yes, that's him.
Yep. He wasn't on my program, but he has been on the Power Hour, yes.
And they had an article with the video on there of a Chinese female doctor who had escaped to come to the United States to warn how China was pulling all these strings to manipulate the public to, you know, prevent people from getting the cheap treatments for COVID. And it's a long interview. Dr. Mercola actually interviewed her, and it's definitely worth a watch.
It is. Well, I appreciate that so much, Chad. Thanks for giving us the alert on that and for Dr. Dennis Cuddy as well. We've only got a couple minutes to go to the break here, so we thank you so much for your call. Just stay tuned and keep listening. We appreciate that. Folks, some more stuff happening here. We have Merrick Garland on the hot seat, and it's just not when he shows up in front of Congress. I mean, Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas has demanded he resign. and Ruben Gallego, Democrat rep from Arizona, on Sunday. Now, this is his own party issuing an ultimatum to the Attorney General, Merrick Garland. While he was on CNN, Gallego demanded the AG do more to prosecute Trump officials who tried to pressure VP Mike Pence and election officials across the country to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Well, you know, he's saying either Merrick needs to step it up or he needs to step out. So he's calling for resignation, but for different reasons. And they want to make a big thing out of January 6th, and the truth hasn't come out about January 6th. And this is a real bone of contention. I mean, if they wanted to have an insurrection on January 6th, then I would have suggested, had it been me, but it wasn't me, it was other people, like Ray Epps and people they're trying to find right now, who apparently were very good at yelling at people to go inside the Capitol building, and then all of a sudden weren't there anymore. Well, you know, what's that all about? There's a lot of unanswered questions here that the January 6th committee does not want to address, and there's a reason why. Because this is nothing more than a political stunt to mislead and misdirect the American people from what's really going on. They are trying to take away, etch away at your rights day in and day out. They do not want you to have any rights. They want to be your nanny. They want to be in complete control of every facet of your life. This is one of the reasons why we have the Power Hour and we have people on here as guests that we talk to, and that our listeners who are very astute and are doing their homework. Thank God for favors like that. And then they call up and share this information, folks. That's really important. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. And on the other side of the break, we're going to continue to take your phone calls up into the noon hour when we have a special guest coming online, Jerry Newcomb, who's got a new movie coming out, The Pilgrim, celebrating the 400th anniversary of our heritage. There are some things you're just not going to be able to get rid of, and history is one of them. That's real important. I'm Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. Hey, we're not done yet. Stay with us. We'll be back right after the break.
This is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay with the Power Mall. Stock up now on your winter wellness essentials from OptiVita Health with our buy two, get one 50% off sale. Save on OptiVita Silver Liquid, Silver Gel, Silver Lozenges, Vitamin C, Vitamin D, Super Krill Oil, and don't forget your Silver Spray Accessory Kit. Shop the sale until October 31st. To order, visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off on all Miracle Skin products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Miracle Skin products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or online at our newly designed thepowermall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
And good morning to you. It's 11:33 in the morning Central Time. Just remember, daylight savings time is going to end pretty soon. Just to make you cognizant. This is November 1, All Saints Day. It's also the Day of the Dead for those of you celebrating alternative holidays, festivities. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour with you. By the way, Dr. Robert Abel, who is the formulator for the iComplex CS, is going to be joining us this Friday on the show, which is why we've got 10% off the iComplex CS. And for those of you that are looking to detox, we've got the 10% off Happy Bodies products, the detox cocktail, which has vitamin C, L-glutathione, and R-alpha lipoic acid. And they've also got the phosphatidylcholine powder. Try to say that 10 times fast. Plus also the Miracle Skin products, 10% off the Lamb Cream and Miracle Skin Helon PF. Also on the board, the number 844-769-2944 here on the Power Hour. And we invite your comments. I know you have them in your head. Well, don't just sit there. Pick up the phone and let me know what's going on in there. You have a voice. Let's use it. This is what we're going to do to fight the nonsense that is coming at us right now, is just to say, no, we're not buying it. Half the people have gone out and gotten the jab. This is a scary thought. Half the people. Now we have this vaccine mandate, and now the states, especially the more conservative ones, are starting to react. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed into law a bill that is going to protect workers who lose their job for rejecting the jab. That's a House File 902. It cleared both chambers in one day of a special session. And it basically states that any business that has a COVID-19 mandate for the vaccine must waive the requirement for employees who request for medical or religious exemptions. In addition, if an employee is fired for refusing to get the jab, the business has to make sure the employee is eligible for unemployment. Yeah, not going to get away with just canning them and then you don't have any paycheck coming in. Let's see. More in the world of anarchy. Philadelphia is barring police officers from pulling over drivers for minor traffic violations. Nah. Now, you got to go burn down a building in order to get cited, right? Yeah, you have a broken tail light. Nah, no big deal. We'll let you go. Yep, Philadelphia City Council has gone blue again, passing a pair of bills intended to addressing the tension between police and the community by minimizing negative interactions with cops during minor traffic stops, which some say disproportionately impact minorities. Wow. Here's something for you. I went through Leadership Northport down in Florida, and one of the sessions that we did when we were in Leadership Northport is we went to the police station, and we went into one of their upstairs training rooms, and we were exposed to their training facility where they train officers on how to react to traffic stops, hostage situations, and you get to see a simulated pattern of behavior where you have a test gun that works electronically with the screen, and they present the police officer with different types of scenarios on how to confront, shoot to kill, how to make an arrest, what signs to look for. And when you see drivers that don't want to put their hands up or make their hands visible, well, they figure you are going for your gun. And so they've got theirs out. See, this is the other side of the argument. The other side of the argument is you don't have a gun. You're just a normal guy, and this cop is about to harass me and give me a hard time because I got a busted taillight. Well, it might be more than that, because a number of police officers get shot in the process of making traffic stops. It's not uncommon. Now, do I say back to blue? Do I say defund the police? You know, it depends on what side of the aisle you're on. I'm on the libertarian side. I'm kind of in the middle. Yes, I'm a moderate, but I also have a lot of common sense, and I believe in the Constitution. And that's extremely important in this day and age, because you have rights. And the 10th Amendment, which is extremely important in this day and age, means that the rights that are not enumerated to the federal government belong to the states, the United States of America. And that's what you need to recognize. And if you don't have a copy of the Constitution, you should get one and study it, because it's really important in this day and age, especially with all the amendments to the Constitution, your Bill of Rights. This is what was important. This is why the Pilgrims came over here. We'll be talking to Jerry Newcomb in our next hour about that. History, when it comes to repeating itself, yes, those who are ignorant of it are doomed to repeat it. Say it, George Satayana, famous philosopher. I'm glad you're lighting up the phones this morning. Winnie in Ohio. Winnie in Ohio, how are you this morning?
Hello?
Hi there.
I can't hear you. I'm so glad you're with us, Dave. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Boy, I can't hear you. But anyway, I have a question for you, and after I ask it, I'll just hang up so I can listen off air. A lot of people are getting the jab, and we know that it's called a vaccine, but we know it's not really and truly a vaccine. The only people that are calling it a vaccine are the media, and of course everybody else picks up on that, and other people are calling it gene therapy. So I want to know what gene therapy is. I know what vaccines are, but I don't know what the gene therapy is. So if you can get some of your people to call in, or if you know, I'd love to know. And we're so glad that you are on Power Hour. God bless you, and just keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
God bless you too, Winnie. Thank you so much for your call. So that you're listening to the sound of my voice this morning, gene therapy, and we discussed this on my other radio show that I do once a week. Gene therapy, we've had Judy Mikovits, who has explained what gene therapy is, and basically this is where they are injecting a computer-generated model that basically alters your DNA. That's what gene therapy is. It's like any kind of therapy means it's working through your system to achieve some result. And so what they're doing with the jab, and I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not going to give you medical advice. I always, you know, like I said, we're posting this COVID patient treatment guide from the AAPS, which really everybody on the Power Hour should download and read it. It's 26 pages long, and it's packed full of information. But gene therapy basically is they're injecting what they call mRNA, which is ribonucleic acid, and it's modified. And this is where the word Moderna if you look at the word Moderna, M-O-D-E-R-N-A, modified RNA. Got it? That's why they incorporated it into the name Moderna. So understand that what it's doing when it gets in your system is it's altering your system to behave in a certain way. And this is what Patrick Wood from Technocracy News lovingly refers to as transhumanism. It's part of the Great Reset. It's all engineered to make people have different reactions, and it alters their DNA to behave in a certain way. Now, there's been a lot of talk about this 5G network that's out there now, and the fact that when that thing gets turned on, and I actually had my police officer buddy in Northport, Florida, call one of his guys on his squad and ask him, hey, when's 5G going to be turned on in our area? And he said 2023. So that means that whoever is injected with this stuff, it has a basically a magnetic hydrogel that's inside of the jab that goes into the skin, and they all tell us. And when I say they, I'm talking about mainstream media and CDC and the NIH and all their lovely little narratives out there. And they're telling us all that this magnetic hydrogel stays in your arm in the area where the jab is put. Well, unfortunately, the problem is we have a lot of people out there, like pharmacy techs and whatnot. They're not registered nurses. And here people are going into these drugstores and getting the jab. And the part of the problem is what happens if they don't? Because the jab is supposed to be IM, intramuscular. Supposed to go into your deltoid. What happens when they don't put it there? What happens if they actually stick it and it goes into a vein somewhere? You know, what happens if they do that and inject it directly into your bloodstream? These people are not nurses. They're not trained doctors. They're pharmacists or pharmacist techs. You know, this is the liability that these people are inherently placing upon themselves. And then now they're doing it in grocery stores. And I'm like, come on, people, really, seriously, you're going to buy into this garbage? This is the Kool-Aid that Jim Jones was telling everybody to go drink. So the problem with the RNA and the gene therapy is that you are letting them inject some unknown substance into your system that contains four different undeclared substances that are not on the label. And I've had people that actually open these substances and they read the label that's in there. If there is actually a printed label, there's been some where the label is missing. And the package label says to give this in a scenario where emergency treatment can be administered. And that means that if you have an adverse reaction to this drug and you go into anaphylactic shock or you start to stroke out or have a heart attack because of an adverse reaction, because everybody's system reacts differently depending on their DNA. And here we have this foreign substance being injected with an S1 protein, which is the spike protein. That is actually the bioweapon. So many people that I've talked about now are telling me that this is the bioweapon. This is what they intended to do when they created the vaccine, because if you get the flu shot, what do they give you a little bit of? Well, common sense would tell you they put some of the flu bug in the shot. So when you get the shot, you get a little bit of the flu. Some people get sick. Others do not get sick. It works the same way with this gene therapy. They're putting these foreign substances in your body, which we flat out, the scientists that created this stuff have a pretty good idea what it's going to do. And when flu season hits in November, December, January, when the weather gets cold, and all of a sudden everybody starts getting the flu and they start passing that around, they're really going to start to see some real problems with the people that have gotten the jab, because now they're being infected with something else. And if what we're understanding is true about the immune system being affected by the gene therapy you're taking, if it's dismantling your immune system at the rate of 5% per week, that means by the end of the year, by Christmas time, everybody's immune system is going to be shot, which is one of the reasons I'm glad you're listening to the Power Hour, Winnie, because you get to take all of those things we sell on the Power Mall, those supplements and things like that, and you can read the COVID patient treatment guide like we've made available on thepowerhour.com, and it will actually help direct you to stay healthy, keep your immune system up. Right now, we need that immune system built. If you've had the jab, there are protocols for that jab. And you need to be aware that there are protocols, and there is a website, americasfrontlinedoctors.org, that you can go to, and you can read about it, and you can actually make a phone call, and they will call you back. And yes, it does cost, because it is, a telehealth conference kind of thing. And then they prescribe and can get you the drugs you need right away, because they have access to all of that stuff. So, you know, whatever you do, and Daniel, I really appreciate your little quip about the going to the store and getting horse dewormer. This is something that the mainstream media loves to play with, because they point fingers at treatments that, you know, basically are not prescribed, but yet they want to ridicule. And this is just another way of misleading the people with misinformation. And so while they're sitting there pointing a finger at us and saying that we're giving out misinformation or disinformation, the word dis is a negative connotation, meaning it's deliberate. Misinformation means, oops, I said something and maybe that wasn't exactly right. Disinformation is deliberately going out and giving false information with the intent to mislead, misdirect, and cause people to do things that would get them in trouble and maybe even get them killed. And like going into the hospital and misleading by giving disinformation to doctors, telling them to put patients on remdesivir and put them on a ventilator. They know automatically once they go on remdesivir that it's going to shut down their kidneys. And this is why Fauci, Dr. Anthony Mangala, this is why he's a murderer. The man is a murderer. He's an outright murderer. Because he's the one that put this mandate out, this protocol, and told hospitals, this is what you do when the COVID patient comes in. They got to be blue. Their lips got to be blue. They got to be oxygen deprived. And then you're going to put them on this remdesivir drug, because I'm connected, you know, I've got financial interest in Gilead Sciences, who makes remdesivir, and it's a $3,100 dose per dose. And hey, hospital, if you can clear that bed by getting that patient to die by putting him on a ventilator, hey, guess what? If you can do that, we're going to give you an extra $39,000. Wouldn't that be neat? So I don't feel a bit sorry for these hospitals that are not following the right patient treatment protocol. They want to just shoot you up with remdesivir, put you on a ventilator, let you die, clear out the bed for the next victim. Because this is exactly what is going on in America. It's almost like that movie Coma. Yes, really weird that all of a sudden that would just pop in my head. But, you know, they've got an agenda. And a lot of it, I believe, and this is from all the research I've done, and this is from talking to David Martin and researching the patents, which will make the hair stand up in the back of your neck. I'm not just leading you down the blind path here, folks. I'm actually giving you sources of information. David Martin World is his website. You can go there and research what you need to research. So, you know, there's lots of papers out, lots of white papers out. The frontline doctors have taken great risk to get this information out at great peril to their medical licenses. And if you think gene therapy, if you think that's something, Joe Mercola, on his website over the weekend, are you ready for this? Smart toilets will use anal fingerprints. I didn't know anuses had fingerprints. It's called Precision Health Smart Toilets by the scientists who developed the technology. The gadget takes a picture of your anus and a fingerprint from the toilet lever and analyzes your stool and urine. The information is then uploaded to the cloud, where artificial intelligence evaluates the data and contacts your primary care doctor if there are concerns. First off, what are these people doing accessing the Medical Information Bureau, the MIB? What law have they violated? This is funded by the National Cancer Institute for $6.9 million. Just want you to know where they're headed with this thing. They're headed right for your rear end, folks. I just find it really humorous in some regards that they would even regard your anal sphincter as being a necessary thing. You know what I'm saying? Before adding one or more wireless technologies to your home, consider using these parameters to evaluate your health using information from your urine and stool. Folks, I think you know your body better than scientists do, and you got to be careful with the stuff. There are people that think it's totally cool to have a smart home, but seriously, smart toilets? Really? You want to take a picture of that? Seriously? Wow. Amazing what they're coming up with these days, isn't it, folks? 844-769-2944. We still have a few minutes left. We're live on the Power Hour between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Central Time. And we are there now. That's when this program is being broadcast. And you do have, if you have a smart toilet, please, I just beg you, just get rid of it. You know your body better than science does. Besides the fact that we have all of the issues going on with these fire departments and airlines and all the workers that aren't showing up are taking sick leave, I mean, seriously, the patient isolation by hospitals for COVID-19 and what they're telling people. Epic Times is recording reporting that recordings are revealing lockstep COVID-19 protocols. I just wonder how much liability these hospitals are willing to assume in the process, even if they make you sign waivers. It would seem to me that med mal cases are going to be on the rise when people finally wake up and realize what happened here. And the fact that they were, well, Dr. Fauci and the CDC told us to put him on remdesivir, so that must be right. Whatever the government tells us is right. Is that right? Seriously? You trust the government that much? Okay. Have it your way. Prisoners in America's jails have more rights now than COVID patients in America's hospitals, according to Dr. Elizabeth Lee Vlett, the president and chief executive of the foundation. This is the Truth for Health Foundation that we're talking about. This is a crazy, crazy situation that we find ourselves in. She says, I'm doing my job, has never been a defense to crimes against humanity. Ollie Schultz, legal director for America's Frontline Doctors, whose mother-in-law died of COVID-19 and whose father-in-law allegedly suffered severe harm as a COVID-19 patient, at none other than the Mayo Clinic in Arizona. Schultz said that despite her medical power of attorney, she was prevented from learning basic information about the status of her father-in-law, Chuck, while he was in the hospital. She tried everything. She wrote every letter possible. She sent every email to advocate for them. She was literally carried out in handcuffs under color of law. She was assaulted under color of law. She was deprived access to the health records. I mean, this is as bad as a school board meeting. So folks, you got to ask yourself, you know, what is this country coming to? You know, and are you sure that you want to go and have somebody taken to a hospital when you have all this COVID patient treatment guide and you can keep them at home and keep an eye on them? I know there are a lot of people out there that have bought into the government monologue so much so that it's very difficult to treat them. They refuse to take ivermectin. They refuse to take hydroxychloroquine, even though these drugs are available in pill form. You just got to know where to look, but they're out there. If you just do a little bit of research, you can find that out. You don't have to worry about going to the local drugstore, Tractor Supply or whatever, and getting yourself a tube of apple flavored horse dewormer. That is not the way to go. Not necessary. So when you look at the jab and you look at everything that we're facing right now, as far as our health goes, think about your kids. The parents are the head of household. The kids are the offspring of the household. Who takes first position? If you said the kids, you're wrong. It's not the kids that take first place. It's the parents. Parents are responsible for the behavior of the kids, which means that if somebody comes out like Public Citizen and they have reviewed and published the secret contracts between Pfizer and various countries in Europe, the U.S. and the U.K., the contracts reveal the nations have handed over unprecedented power to Pfizer in virtually all scenarios, and Pfizer's interest comes first. Not yours, not your parent. The contracts not only secure Pfizer's intellectual property rights, but should Pfizer be found guilty of stealing the intellectual property rights of others, some of the contracts shift the responsibility onto the government purchasers. Pfizer can steal the intellectual property of others without consequence in at least four countries. The contracts also give Pfizer the right to muzzle the government. In Brazil, government officials are prohibited from making any public announcement concerning the existence, subject matter, or terms of the agreement without written consent of the company. Folks, you want to talk about nefarious, like Dr. Peter McCullough from Baylor University in Dallas, referred to in his hour and a half long video, which is available online. It's available on Rumble. Understand that Pfizer is calling the shots, and right now they want to jab your kids. Lewis in New York, how you doing this morning, sir?
Yes, good morning, Dave. This is Lewis calling from behind enemy lines in New York City.
Well, thank you. I hope you're hunkering down the fort, holding down the fort.
As most of the country appears to be these days. I just wanted to make two points very quickly. First thing is, I would like to know if most people realize that Congress and their staff are exempt from taking the jab. And if they're so, why aren't they asking how come they're exempt? And they're supposed to be our servants. They work for us. But we're being required to take the jab. As a matter of fact, I lost my job as a result of all this craziness.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But the other thing is, now I'm drawing a blank. Oh, yes, the healthcare professionals who are now being required to take the jab, who are walking out, but they were willing to stay and continue to administer the jab to people, knowing that it was detrimental. But now that the gun is pointed at them, they are walking out. It's similar to going to a restaurant where the waiters won't eat at the restaurant. They must know something is wrong. But why were they willing to continue to administer the jab even, you know, before now?
Okay, Lewis, I appreciate your call. We're coming up to the break, and appreciate your call. Call back in. We're going to discuss that in more detail. We have Jerry Newcomb, who did the Pilgrim Special. That is coming up after the break. Stay with us here on the Power Hour.
Bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.